This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live Sunday edition of the show. You can join us here. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype again, since we're no longer on the road. We're no longer broadcasting from a campground. So we have our full facilities here. You can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. We've always bring things to the table to discuss that you might find interesting. We're going to start out, Daryl, with a story you've been kind of holding on to for a little bit. It's very, very interesting about a bar owner in Washington State.
Yes.
And we just, of course, got done attending the New Hampshire Hemp Fest and Freedom Rally that lasted for the last several days, which, of course, was all about ending the war on cannabis and the war on drugs, I would say, at large. And this guy is in a state where the war on cannabis has mostly ended, at the very least, for as far as individuals possessing it. It is now legal to do that.
I would say there has been a ceasefire in the war on drugs on the cannabis front.
Right. Now, I mean, it's not completely, because, I mean, there's stories where, like in Colorado Springs, we can talk about this in a little bit, where the drug raids or cannabis raids are continuing, because if you're not growing cannabis with the government's permission, then they'll still come and point guns at you.
Certainly.
So it's not over entirely, but for the average person, it is. But apparently there are still some restrictions, and that is not making this bar owner very happy. Where is this coming from?
The story comes from Como News. That's K-O-M-O.
Mm-hmm.
And they reported, this is actually from the beginning of August, they reported a controversial Olympia sports bar recently had its liquor license suspended because they were allowing patrons to smoke cannabis.
Uh-oh.
But the bar's owner is defying the order, and it's not the first time for Frankie Schnars. Schnars is the owner of Frankie's Sports Pub, and he is not afraid to stand up to the state and local government. He said, I want them to take my license. They can go to hell. Get out of here. Get off my property.
Wow.
Schnars doesn't hold back when it comes to what he believes is right, or what he believes is his right to operate his sports bar the way he wants. 10 years ago, he led the fight against the state's smoking ban. He turned his upstairs into a private club,
nice,
thus skirting county ordinances. And recently, he allowed the smoking of cannabis in designated areas of the upstairs bar. Mike Goslin is a recreational cannabis smoker. He says, I smoke. I'll go in the back. Certain tables, you're not allowed to smoke around on the side of the bar, so I go to the backside, where it's legal. But the state liquor and cannabis board says it's not legal, citing last year's legislative action signed into law that says it is unlawful for any person to conduct or maintain a marijuana club. Schnars says, this is a private room. It's not a marijuana club.
Hmm.
That's what they don't get. Last year, the board, that being the State Liquor and Cannabis Control Board, slapped Schnars with a $500 fine, and when he did not pay it,
excellent,
they slapped a sign on his door saying the liquor license was suspended for 5 days.
Okay.
Not only did he not pay the fine, he did not abide by the suspension of the liquor license.
Ooh, wow, this guy's ballsy.
As of the beginning of the month, he was continuing to sell alcohol and let people smoke cannabis in the upstairs, where he says it's a private room.
Mm-hmm.
Schnars says he considers this harassment by the government and is suing to get them to cease and desist.
Now, in theory, okay, I guess it's probably illegal to smoke outdoors, right? Like, in a lot of the places where cannabis
is Colorado, legal, it's illegal to consume outdoors.
Right, so I'm presuming the same thing's the case in,
yes,
Washington.
I believe so, and I remember a couple of years ago when these initiatives were, you know, on the ballot, I had read not the entirety of the legislation, but, you know, the actual wording of what was on the ballot plus the summaries of each. And I found that the Colorado legislation was in some ways a lot better than what was going through in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Had I been in Washington, I probably would have begrudgingly voted for it. Just because, you know, like,
ending prohibition still
ending
better.
Prohibition to some degree is better than the horrible regulatory structure they have, but at the same time, there are things that could have been a lot better than what wound up getting passed. The article here continues by with a quote from Schnarr saying, "There is no violation of the Liquor Control Board. It's all in their heads." The board now knows about the continued drinking and smoking, but they have not disclosed if or what they will do next.
So just to clarify, he was allowing his customers in his bar, which has a liquor license, of course, to go upstairs into a private room.
Yes.
And smoke cannabis. Now, I might have missed a detail. Were they able to bring their drinks up there with them?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. And he was saying, that's not part of my bar. It's just a private room, not a club, even though it used to be a club.
Not a marijuana club.
But it was a smoking club before in order to get around the smoking ban.
It's
the cigarette smoking.
Private club, not a marijuana club.
I see, okay.
It's just a private club.
A private club where the members have decided they would like to smoke some marijuana.
Yes.
Okay, excellent.
And again, the Liquor and Cannabis Board is saying it's illegal to have a marijuana club, and he says, I don't have a marijuana club.
So they issue him a $500 fine for doing this.
Yes.
He ignores the fine. They then pull his license for 5 days as you're a naughty boy. He ignores the pulling of the license.
Yes.
He continues to sell alcohol during that 5-day time frame, which in theory, I don't know if that means that they probably could pull the license entirely for violating a you can't sell now kind of thing.
Possibly.
But at this point, they've done nothing about it.
The article that I had pulled up, again, dated August 1st,
okay,
which was a Monday, at the very end says the suspension of the license officially ends 11 a.m. Tuesday, meaning the next day.
Now,
so they wrote this article during the middle of his suspension.
Now, what's the bar's name again?
The bar is Frank's Sports Pub or Frankie's Sports Pub. Yeah, Frankie's Sports Pub. His name is Frankie Schnarrs, S-C-H-N-A-R-R-S. I just did a Google News search sorted by date.
Mm-hmm, nothing new.
The last article is August 4th. It's from the Olympian, and its headline is Libertarians Defend Olympia Bar Owner's Private Marijuana Smoking Club. Even though the owner says it's not a marijuana club, the Olympian is still calling it a marijuana club.
So as of right now, we don't know what the latest on this is. Presumably, since there's been no news whatsoever, that may mean that the Liquor Commission has yet to make another move. That's not to say they won't make another move. They may,
correct,
they may be consulting with their attorneys, trying to figure out where to go from here. You know, it's no skin off the Liquor Commission's back to pull his license. That's
right.
Not going to be a big hit to them. There's plenty of bars in Washington State. Losing one of them isn't going to be the end of the world. And, of course, I don't know if Washington State's this way, but some states are, as I understand it, where there's a set number of liquor licenses. And the only way to get, like, if all of them are sold out, if you will, the
right,
only way to get one is to buy an existing liquor license from an existing bar that might be shutting down or something like that.
Right. And the way some states operate, the state government has a monopoly on wholesale of hard liquor, meaning that even the bars
have to buy from
they
the
can't just call up Jack Daniels and say, send us a case.
Mm-hmm.
They have to contact the state liquor board or the state beverage control whoever and say, yeah, we need a case of Jack and this and that. And they have to order everything through the state.
Right. Now, if you're in Washington State and you know a little bit more about how the Liquor Commission regulations work there, it might help shine a little bit of light on what's possible in this circumstance. But again, like whatever the rules are, it's no big deal for the state to just say, well, you don't have a liquor license anymore.
Yeah. And the club being run upstairs is called Friends of Frankie's, where members pay $20 a year, and they're allowed to smoke cannabis or tobacco.
I love private clubs, and we should talk a little bit more about that, because they had a tobacco club here in Keene, and actually they just got a new one. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Wealth, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Non attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free to join us here with your thoughts on Frankie's Bar and Grill. Heroic bar owner stepping up to take on the liquor commission, who's trying to stop him from allowing his patrons to go upstairs into a private club where they can smoke cannabis. Now, it's not a cannabis club. It's not a marijuana club. It is not designed around that. Nobody's selling marijuana up there. It's just a place where his private club members can do the things that private club members would like to do in their private club, which,
yes,
for some of them, includes smoking marijuana. For others, it includes smoking cigarettes.
Yes.
Because years ago, they came after him for defying the smoking ban, and he won that thing. Now, we've been looking for updates on this story, and there really isn't much. We did find a Facebook page called Frankie's Bar and Grill, where there has been a post made 2 hours ago by Sherry, who is Frankie's wife. And it reads, "My husband Frankie fought for your rights in 2008 and won. He now needs your support again to fight for your rights." So I presume she's referring to the smoking ban, which he's referencing 2008. It says, "Freedom isn't free. I ask that you plan to gather this Thursday, September 1st at 6 p.m. to show Frankie just how much you appreciate his efforts. It's crucial to build a strong bond between club members. The only way we can survive this hurdle is to stand together. Thank you from Sherry." Now, that's the first post in many days to Frankie's Facebook page. It doesn't look like they post very often there.
Right.
But there's no other news since the story you just shared with us, Daryl, sort of breaking the news that this guy is basically telling the state government to go to hell, that he will have, you know, he will run his bar the way he wants to. He told them, "Go ahead and pull my license. I'd rather be able to run my business how I want than, you know, jump through these ridiculous hoops."
Right. And he did say, you know, they can go to hell. And he ended the quote with sort of the stereotypical crotchety old man, "Get off my lawn" statement, where he said, you know, "Get off my property."
Yeah. And that, I totally respect this guy. In fact, it reminds me of a story we probably covered several years ago here on Free Talk Live. Very similar. A bar owner in West Virginia named Carrie Ellison was operating the Black Hawk Saloon. I don't know if they're still open, but he was making headlines back then for doing what Frankie did, which was to allow his patrons to come in and smoke cigarettes, even though the county had banned cigarette smoking inside bars. I don't know if it was inside all businesses, but it was definitely inside of bars. And so he was openly flouting this cigarette smoking ban, said, "You know what? This is my bar. I should be able to do what it is I want to. If my customers want to smoke, I'm going to let them smoke. I'm not your enforcer. You know, you guys can have your rules, whatever. Go ahead, have your damn rules. But don't expect me to be your unpaid goon to go around enforcing your rules on my customers."
Right, and isn't there some kind of thing I seem to recall getting added to the Constitution back about 150 years ago that says that nobody can be forced to work for other people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, it never ended up, I don't know if it went to court. It's been a while since I've even thought about the case. But we actually had Carrie Ellison on this show to talk about it. And I do remember, I do know this. He did ultimately crack under the pressure, because he was the only bar owner that was doing this. All the other bar owners were following suit, and, you know, whatever it is the government wanted them to do, they would do it. And so eventually the fines mounted up, and he decided he just couldn't handle the pressure anymore. And he went ahead and you know, did what he was being told to do. But he did put up a fight for quite a while. The last update I've got on the Black Hawk Saloon was that he did get his license back. The Alcohol Beverage Control Administration had suspended it, and because he was allowing customers to smoke, Ellison did have to pay a $1,000 fine and agreed to put up no smoking signs around the bar. If he's caught breaking the law again, the bar's liquor license could be revoked. So, but he held strong for a long time and basically did so alone. And so I'm glad to hear that this gentleman Frankie in Washington State actually managed to stay strong and survived the onslaught to where, you know, to where the private club idea did work. I think that's probably the key difference between these two stories, was Carrie Ellison in West Virginia was just letting his customers smoke inside his bar, whereas Frankie created a private club upstairs where his customers could go and smoke if they so chose.
Right.
And that's the difference, because there's a certain, I don't know if you want to call it a loophole or whatever, but in the law, if you have a private club, there are things that the private club can do, the private club members can do, that other otherwise would be prohibited in a regular business. So if a business is open to the public, it has to follow certain rules. But
right.
if it's only open to club members, and as you said, in Frankie's Bar, they're paying $20 per year to be a club member.
Yes.
So if it's only open to club members, then for whatever reason, the government regulations, I'm sure there's some that apply, but a bunch of them don't really appear to apply.
Right. And, you know, it's stories like these that sort of make me laugh and chuckle on the inside, to where it's the people that are finding these loopholes and exploiting them. I'm always reminded of, I think it's a British pub, that every so often they will have improv night, to where everyone that enters the bar is a performer.
Is a player.
In the live-action play.
Right.
And thus everybody gets to smoke a cigarette that
because
night.
Because there's a rule.
Because, right, there's a loophole in the smoking inside ordinance
that
or
says
whatever.
Performance
that says
artists can do it.
People that are part of a performance are allowed to smoke as long as it's part of the show.
Right. But because it's improv, it's part
right.
of the show.
It's improv, everything. It's part of the show. You can smoke your cigarette, smoke your cigars.
Now, where was that one again?
Somewhere in London.
Oh, man, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
I love those stories.
And I thought it would be, you know, something sort of unique, and I'll just throw it out because I definitely don't have the business acumen nor the time to do this. But open up a bar called Loopholes. And just find these weird little
things.
Try to
exploit everything you can.
And so, you know, like Monday night could be improv night. Yeah. Tuesday night, find some other kind of weird loophole to exploit.
All right, so I got a good one for you. Years ago, when we first started Free Talk Live, back in 2002, it was the year, it was like literally, I think we started the weekend before the election. So
okay.
It was early November in 2002, and there was a ballot initiative on the Florida ballot that would prohibit smoking in businesses.
Okay.
With a few exceptions, like cigar bars were exempted, but pretty much everything.
Hookah? You seem to always be big on hookahs.
I don't know if there were any hookah bars where I live, but regardless, this thing passed with 70% of the voters voting for it, so the smoking ban went into effect. A few weeks later, we started to hear about some of the interesting ways that people were finding loopholes. And so there was apparently a Denny's in South Florida that wanted to continue to allow smoking. So what they did was there was a certain loophole that said that if you sold less than a certain percentage of sales in food, oh God, was it drinks? There was a certain percentage. Like if you exceeded this percentage in drink sales or whatever, then that meant that you were a bar, and so therefore it was Damn it. I don't remember the story exactly too well, but it meant that you were no longer, that you could be exempt from the smoking ban.
Okay.
And so what they did was they would include drinks in the prices of the food. And so therefore, when you would buy your Grand Slam or whatever, you could order a Grand Slam at, you know, twice the price or three
right.
times the price or something like that. They'd serve you a drink and then you could smoke a cigarette while you
nice.
Were in there. That's a terrible retelling of the story. If you actually want to hear it, you should probably go back to our archives from 2002. If you got any good loopholes you want to share, 855-450-FREE.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition of the program. Talking about heroic business owners. One in specific here in Washington State. Well, we're not in Washington State, but he's in Washington State. His name's Frankie. He owns Frankie's Sports Pub in Olympia. And by the way, we've got radio station, a couple affiliates up there in the Olympia area. So if you're listening, I don't remember off the top of my head if we're on Sunday nights there or not. But if you are in,
I can find out.
Thank you. If you are in the Olympia area, we'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I did place a call to Frankie's Sports Pub during the break just to see if I could schedule an interview with Frankie. He'll be in tomorrow morning, so I'll give him a call at that time and see if we can get him on the air. Because people like this guy need to be supported in whatever way they can. If you're in the region, you should go to Frankie's Sports Pub. In fact, they've got an event that they're putting together on Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific, inviting all their supporters to come down and you know, show solidarity.
We are on KGTK in Olympia from 5 to 7 p.m. local time, so they're
not hearing us
right now.
Oh, well, we should have put some preparation into this instead of just jumping right into it. But I was excited about the story because, you know, you've been waiting to talk about this, Daryl. You've had it.
Right, and we just got back from the New Hampshire Hemp Fest.
Right. So there was, you know, a couple aspects of this that I thought were important to touch on, and we'll talk more, you know, when we actually get Frankie on the line. I hope that we can actually get him to talk about this. I think he would be. He seems like the kind of guy who would appreciate these kind of you know, this approach. He's a brave dude. I mean, he's telling the government, look, go ahead, take my liquor license. I'll be fine. Now, it would be interesting to see what he would do if they did take his liquor license, because they suspended it for 5 days over him allowing his customers to smoke cannabis upstairs in his business. He's calling the upstairs a private club. He's charging $20.
Friends of Frankie's.
Right. He's charging $20 per person per year. And then they can just go up there. If they want to smoke a cigarette, if they want to smoke some cannabis, they can do that. Not a problem. But I'm just curious, like, what are they going to do if he does actually get his liquor license pulled? Is he going to convert the whole place into a private club? Because here in
Keene, good question.
Here in Keene, New Hampshire, there was a hookah lounge called Abu Nara. It's probably been several years since they've been open, but back when they were open, it was a really cool place. Because you could go in there, and I think it was similar. It was like $20-25 for a year's membership. And it's illegal to smoke inside a business in New Hampshire, unfortunately. But if it's a private club, it becomes legal to smoke. So it was totally legal to go in there and smoke on a hookah or a cigarette or whatever it was that you wanted to in there. And they had a bring-your-own-beer option. Now, they were looking to get a liquor license, but they never ended up getting it before they ended up closing their doors. Unfortunately, the business didn't work out. It was supposedly because they had a partnership, and the partnership had a falling out, and partnerships are hard to make work.
Right.
I don't recommend them. But anyway, so the business didn't end up working out. But it was cool because you could bring your own alcohol into that. Now, it's hard to make money off of that particular business model. So I'm not sure how an established bar would do something like that, where the customers are used to going there to acquire their alcohol.
Right.
And then they wouldn't be able to do that.
So I did find an update on this, more really? Updated than the initial article that we covered, saying that he was slapped with the 5-day fine. The Liquor Commission has now slapped him with a 40-day liquor suspension.
Oh, wow.
After he failed to comply with the 5-day suspension.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he had 20 days to appeal based on my counting here, where the 20 days, I'm guessing, started on August 2nd, which is when this story came out, means that his time to appeal was up last Monday.
So he either did.
Don't know whether he appealed or not, but he had three options: either appeal the decision, pay the $500 fine, or serve the 5-day suspension.
Damn.
If he doesn't, then he'll be hit with this 40-day. And this guy's not going to wind up being able to survive as a bar if he loses his license for over a month.
Right, because I don't know how many of his customers are loyal enough to stick with him to acquire their beers at a nearby convenience store or something like that, and then take them into the bar where they could then, into Frankie's, where they could then consume them as private club members.
Right.
Now, I mean, in theory, maybe it could work. I mean, if they're serving food and the food's good and they got TVs around and it's essentially the same thing as a sports pub, right? So,
right.
You know, they got the TVs in there and maybe some attractive women as the servers or whatever. And so maybe, you know, if there's a nearby alcohol source, maybe he's got enough dedicated customers that could kind of push through this situation.
But if your liquor license is suspended, then are people able to bring outside liquor into your facility?
If he converts it into a private club, I suspect that he would be able
to. You're saying if he converts the entire building into a private club.
Correct.
Okay.
Right. Because basically, look, if you're not going to let me have a liquor license, well, screw you. Now this is the whole place is a private club. We're expanding the private club from the upstairs to include the downstairs. You walk in the door, we're going to ask you if you're a club member. If you're not a club member, you have the opportunity at that point to purchase a club membership. If not, you got to go.
Okay.
If you are a club member, welcome. Welcome to Frankie's. Come on in. Can we get you something to eat? How about we get you a glass for that that beer that you brought in? You know, so they could do some. I suspect they could do some level of service to the customer to assist them maybe in enjoying the beers that they've brought in. Bring your own beer kind of style, or bring your own alcohol. So it'd be very, very interesting to see how this plays out, because this guy's, he's ready to play ball here. I mean, he said, go ahead, take my liquor license, which suggests that he has something up his sleeve. That says to me that either he's willing to lose his business entirely, or he's got a plan. He's got something in mind that could make this work. And, you know, if this bar is really fun to be at, You know, maybe this is like the best sports bar in town or one of the best ones. And the customers would really feel bad about it going away. Maybe they will be loyal enough to take that extra step. Because that's what he would be having to ask people to do is stop somewhere, get your alcohol, which would actually mean the alcohol would be cheaper, right? Because if you're buying alcohol at a bar, most of the time, if you're buying alcohol at a bar, it's likely going to be more expensive than if you go and you buy it in bulk at, you know, whatever package store or wherever you get it in Olympia.
So there's a quote from this article from the Olympian from Mikael Carpenter, a spokesman for the State Cannabis and Liquor Control Board, who said that
the local Nazi.
Because Frankie's was not complying with the 5-day suspension, they decided to issue a 40-day suspension that breaks down as follows. 10 days for violation of the original suspension. Mm-hmm. 7 days for a second criminal offense.
Criminal?
That's what they're saying. 5 days for the original suspension and 18 days for aggravating conditions.
That means we're mad at you.
Carpenter explained that while the liquor license suspensions are not uncommon, people tend to follow the rules after the first violation, saying, quote, our goal is to provide education. We want our licensees to be compliant with the rules.
That's what they want.
Exactly. It's all about compliance.
Obey.
Sit down, shut up, do what we tell you.
Yep, do what we say and pay us. They want the money and the compliance.
If you don't do what we say, you might get hurt.
I do have to wonder what
that's what hostage takers tell their hostages.
Absolutely. Well, hey, what's one of the things that's interesting about this is it does, whenever somebody does civil disobedience like this, it forces the state into the position of revealing its hand. And the state's hand is always, in the state's hand, is always a weapon. It's always some sort of threat, and usually it's a gun.
Right.
There are men with guns who are backing this up. If he keeps serving alcohol, and I'm really curious to know what the criminal offense is here. Is it a criminal offense when you get a second liquor license violation? Meaning if you ignore the first violation or if you ignore the first prohibition, that if you get a second one, is that instantly a criminal charge?
The criminal charge might be serving without a valid license.
Right.
Because his license was suspended.
Because he was suspended. Right. And I wonder if that's like a felony or something like that.
I don't know.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I saw Frankie's picture. He's not a young man, so this guy, he's probably made his money, and he's ready to go to the mat with this. He's ready to fight the state. He's a hero. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. We're here, and the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's right, we're here on a Sunday evening, live, back in our Keene, New Hampshire studios, after several days in northern New Hampshire, the beautiful Rogers Campground, for NH Hemp Fest and Freedom Rally, which is actually technically still going on for the next couple of hours.
Another hour 15.
Right, the last band, I think, is scheduled for 9 o'clock. So.
Closing ceremony.
Oh, closing ceremony.
Is scheduled at 9.
Okay, so the last band's probably about to take the stage over at NH Hemp Fest.
In theory, although the changeovers were taking a little longer than expected, so sometimes bands were starting 20 minutes after they were scheduled.
True. Nonetheless, the music was great, the crowd was friendly, and the park was kept clean, which was wonderful as well. So we'll look forward to the next one in 2017, but we're back here. We'll take your calls about absolutely anything you want. We got a heroic business owner in Olympia, Washington, his name's Frankie, and Frankie Schnars?
Yes.
He is refusing to obey the Liquor Commission. Now, this is a scary thing to do. Most bar owners will never refuse to obey the Liquor Commission. I mean, the Liquor Commission holds the keys to the liquor license. The liquor license is the only way that you can legally make money selling alcohol, or specifically liquor. I guess there's like a beer and wine license and a liquor license in a lot of places.
In some states.
Right. I don't know if that Washington's that way, but regardless, they hold the keys to those things, and they can yank it right out from underneath you anytime they want to. There was a local bar here in Keene called McHugh's. They're out of business now, but it's because the owner decided to retire and sell the building. But very successful bar, been around for a long time. They pulled their permit at one time for 5 days because there was somebody who was served alcohol in the bar who was allegedly too drunk to be served. And so apparently there's some rule that says if someone comes up, they're sitting at the bar and they want to get served, but they are obviously drunk, that the bartender can tell that they should not be served more alcohol because it would be bad for them, or, you know, possibly hurt them, or, you know, cause them to get a drunken disorderly or something like that, then they will be possibly fined Or in this case, they had their permit pulled for 5 days straight, and that did not make the owner happy.
Right, and the interesting thing is all of the bartenders said that they don't remember serving this woman.
Oh, I don't remember that detail. That's interesting.
Yeah, I talked to, you know, half of the bartenders that were there. They were like, I was working that night. I don't remember that woman.
Well, I don't know if they, you know, Liquor Commission made that up. They do send in undercover operatives, too. Sometimes.
My understanding of what happened is the Liquor Commission happened to have been, or, you know, somebody from Liquor Commission happened to have been outside, saw this girl stumble, and said, are you drunk? And she said, yeah, I'm effed up.
Mm.
All right. Well, you're walking out of this bar saying you're effed up. Obviously, they served you alcohol till you were drunk.
So, because someone said they're effed up is reason to take someone's liquor permit away.
Yep.
Basically.
Because while it's legal to get drunk, it's not legal to give someone alcohol in exchange for cash until they get drunk. So basically, the only place that you can legally get drunk is in your own house, and then you can't leave your house.
Well, you could get in drunk in a private club.
But
theory.
Then you can't leave the private club because
true.
Then drunk in public, drunk
right.
driving.
Protective custody.
You know, all of these other things that they could wind up charging you with.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. We've got Ricky in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Hey, Ian. Yeah, I just wanted to comment. First off, the gentleman you speak of, now that's really old hat up here, like I commented on a while back before. Back in Hamilton time, we opposed the tax. Now, the Liquor Control Board, like I said, they don't like to be called that now, unless they use it as a threat. You know, so, I mean, I wish them the best of luck. But the biggest problem I foresee, first off, before I go into what I really want to talk about tonight, was that in New Hampshire, the biggest problem, unlike PA here, we do have the Commonwealth level, then we have the state level. The biggest problem in New Hampshire is you got state-state. And you do have the people in the legislature, and that's what I would recommend. That
what the hell are you talking about, Ricky? You've got state-state? What does that mean?
Other words, your state, period. You don't have a second level. We have the Commonwealth.
What does that have to do with the situation in Washington State with the bar owner who's defying the Liquor Commission?
Because they have the same problem, you know, as you do in New Hampshire. It's a state. Period. You don't have the second level. Now, the thing I wanted to talk about.
What's the second level you?
He's saying the Commonwealth and the state of
Pennsylvania.
He's saying,
right,
the, he's saying that
you've
in Pennsylvania,
got a legislature that passes a bunch of laws, and in Pennsylvania, the state basically controls liquor.
You lived there.
I lived there. There's still a tax on liquor to help pay for the destruction of the Johnstown flood that happened in like 1889.
Right, and that's the problem with the Liquor Control Board. Now, I got a solution to one thing. You mentioned about, I remember Dr. Butler calling. And see, here's one of the things I was proposing. Now, keep in mind, I mentioned a lot about myself. I'm a Jeffersonian Democrat. I'm an anti-federalist, all these things. Now, here's what I would like to see. Now, the way we do the vote here in PA, which I will say is different than just about anywhere else, but one thing that I would want, the thing that's the biggest problem, now we had it here. Here's the problem with Dr. Butler. We had it with the New Yorkers and I'm not going to use that derogatory word, the people from New Jersey. What they would do is they try to vote twice in both Jersey and here, and they would both try to vote, you see, in both ways. That way they could have it both ways. See, this is something that's been ongoing.
Well, that would be voter fraud if someone were to do that.
Well, there's a movement down in Virginia that's been ongoing. That Dr. Butler and others are part of. You can look into this, Ian. That's
who is Dr.
You.
Butler? I know
the
he
guy
called.
That called last night.
I know he called, but you got to understand, not everybody was listening last night. So
yeah, I know, but
what was Dr. Butler saying that you're even responding to?
But the point I'm trying to answer is the answer to one way to make a better election, as opposed to that would be like voter fraud. Like,
okay, right. He was talking about
IRV. He was talking about instant runoff
right.
voting.
Insanity. That's insanity. That's just the way.
No, it's not. It's a better way to vote.
I got a better one.
Okay, let's hear it. without a bunch of words surrounding it. Just tell us what's a better way to vote.
I'm very open about who, not only who I'm voting for. I support my candidate, Hillary Clinton, and Senator Kaine. I'm very open about it. I'm outspoken. I talked to my congressman. I talked to the state guys.
What's the better way to vote, Ricky?
To do.
No, I'm not going to hold on. Just tell us.
Hey, Ian, you want to hear it or not?
I'm not sure. The more you keep putting a bunch of words in between what you're actually going to tell us, the less I want to hear it, Ricky. The other night you called, you had 2 minutes or something like that. You had enough time to spit a question out.
2 minutes to come up with a question, and he couldn't do it.
Here's what I'd recommend you do, Ricky, is write down whatever it is you want to say, because you get lost.
I got it, but you're muscling me. I'll see you in New Hampshire, Ian, because I'm going to go talk to Representative LaChance, and I'm also going down to South Carolina.
Sure you are.
Congressman Stafford.
All right. Are you going to give us your point, or are you just going to keep rambling?
Absolutely. Very simply put, and it's a very simple thing. Everybody that votes, do it the same way we do here in PA, straight up. But what you do is, if you belong to a party, when you vote, when the votes are tallied, those votes, only your name and your vote and who you voted for, it's on a database, on a public page, the same way when we create a constitutional amendment. It has to be on every...
That's not a responsive
answer.
I'm
completely
Thank you for the call.
Lost.
Okay, Daryl, you were in Pennsylvania, so at least we can look to you to have some understanding. Did you vote while you lived in Pennsylvania at any point?
Yes.
Was Pennsylvania different, as Ricky is claiming, from every other state in which you've ever voted?
It was different because I had one of these lever machines.
Huh.
And, yeah, that's an absolutely horrible thing because there is no paper trail. What they do is they open it up and verify, yep, everything says zero. And at the end of the day, they open it up. Well, this one says 700 and this one says 5. But there's no way you can go through to verify that that's how everybody actually voted.
Now, did you have to write your name on the ballot? It sounded like Ricky was saying something about your name being on the ballot.
No, you sign a thing. Like here, when you stop in at the desk and you tell them I'm Ian Freeman and they say, you know, is this your address? And you say yes. And then they put a mark.
Mm.
In Pennsylvania, you would sign next to the name saying yes, I voted, or yes, I'm the one requesting the ballot. And if that signature did not match what they had on file, they could be like, aha, somebody's impersonating you.
Now, I wonder if they're going to have...
No, you don't sign the ballot because there was no ballot. There was a lever machine.
I wonder if they're going to have voting in Liberland. It's a new project by a bunch of libertarians in Europe, and you can go to liberland.org. They're trying to start up their own country. Learn more about it. Learn how to become a citizen. You do have to contribute substantially to Liberland. They're trying to get recognized by other nations. Liberland, Liberland.org. Hour number two is coming up. You can share your thoughts on the freedom to serve alcohol and cannabis. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.